Fasten your seatbelts, get the tissues ready, and polish up those dancing shoes. We're going down musical memory lane with me, Monique Chambers, and a bunch of guests that have got really eclectic taste. Welcome to this week's Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and my guest this week is David D.P. Attard. So, David, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I'm the executive director.
Executive director of MultiPost. Wow, okay, that's a big job.
Yep.
So, thank you for joining us. We're going to take you down your musical memory lane and find out how you got to where you are today. Some interesting tracks and I'm really going to be singing my head off to your to your musical memories here.
Same here.
But the first one is the riffs, Dance Music for Depression.
Yeah.
Tell us a bit about that.
Well, I was a very young kid in 1981, and I think it was a time when I was maybe 12, 13.
Okay.
And you start realizing that there's a wider world around you. 1981 was a very particular year locally. There were certain perverse election results, so there was a certain amount of, extremism in the way politics manifested itself. In the UK, I remember there were a lot of riots.
Yes.
Big riots. It was, I think, if I remember correctly, the year when AIDS was discovered. So it was a very particular year, and from a music perspective, it was the first proper Maltese song that really, you know, caught my attention.
Okay.
And the way it was produced, the lyrics, which probably resonated with a young kid, 12, 13, you know, who's sort of discovering the world around him.
I actually didn't realize they'd been around so long, because I still see them gigging now, and I think they're really cool.
And they look a bit the same, too.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Okay. We all do.
So respect Ray and the band. You know, I've shot them a number of times photographically. I enjoyed their performances. They're a great band, great music, great song.
So we're going to take you back to 1981, but in a good way.
Yeah.
Okay. This is the Riffs, Dance Music for Depression.
Everybody wants to fight. Some Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, enjoy the rest of the evening. On behalf of the Riffs, thank you and good night.
Now, this next track is actually, this one takes me back. This is Tears for Fears, Mad World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think this ties into to my, to the earlier song. But I think Tears for Fears is one of the more underrated bands. And I think Mad World is such a nice song, and it brings back. And there have been so many different interpretations, especially when you hear the song, and it highlights, you know, the world that we live in. So many things beyond our control, so many things which happen, and you know, we just have to react to. I mean, it's one of those songs which you know, stands in my mind growing up.
Excellent. So we're going to listen to that, and I'm going to go back to sitting in Joanne Moore's bedroom while we listen to Tears for Fears on repeat. So, Mad World. Track you've got here is Mr. Mister and Broken Wings.
This brings back particular memories, in the sense that I associate the song with the Egypt Air hijacking, Flight 648. I was still a young kid at the time, already into photography, and I followed the hijack very, very close by. In fact, I lived the hijacking, and some of my images, which I had shot, also ended up on ABC News.
Okay.
I happened to be walking about around close to the what was known as the Country Hotel, which was an airport hotel at the time, and this foreign crew had just landed to obviously cover the Egypt Air hijacking, which was one of the worst hijackings in the whole world. Approximately, I think, 58 or 68 people actually lost their lives during this hijacking. And they saw me running around with this camera, you know, big lens, and they approached me because they needed to send some images back home. At the time, there was no internet. Images literally had to fly physically from one country to the next. And they asked me whether I had any photographs which I had taken of the Egypt Air hijacking. And I did. I agreed to sell them. You know, at the time it was quite a large amount. I mean, 1985, I think. They offered me something like $700 for those images. And as a still youngish kid, I said, okay, that will cover the expense of my camera, the expense of my lenses. So, you know, I made a deal. Today, I possibly regret that I sold those images because obviously they were shot on slide film. So I don't have a copy of those images. And every now and then I look on the internet to try and identify them or try and locate them, but I haven't found them ever since.
They'll pop up sooner or later. That internet finds everything for you, I tell you.
I hope so.
And luckily, it keeps track of the song as well. So, Mr. Broken Wings, terrible memories, but good memories in a way, sort of. So, let's go back there.
Why we can't just hold on to each other's hands. This time might be the last I fear, unless I make it all too clear. I need you so. And blood makes me whole. Need you so. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. When we hear the voices sing, the book of love will open up and let us.
that you're half of the flesh and blood that makes me whole. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. So take these broken wings and learn to fly again. Learn to live so free. And when we hear
No, you're quite cool, actually. I have to say, Depeche Mode.
Yeah, this is one of the classics. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had great difficulty. I never thought that selecting 10 songs was so difficult. In fact, I think I changed my list around 40 or 50 times.
Wow! You know? Okay.
I've been working on this list for over the weekend. And Depeche Mode, I mean, it's a band. They're a great band, great songs. But I think the title of the song also highlights the need, the individual need that sometimes we need to enjoy the silence, in the sense that, you know, sometimes you have to cut yourself off from everything, you know, think, reflect on what you're doing. And I think throughout various phases of life, and especially as you grow older, you need to do a bit more of enjoying the silence.
So let's do a little bit of that, but with the track by Depeche Mode.
Enjoy the silence.
Now this is another great track, and I'm interested to hear this memory of yours. So this is the Four Non-Blondes, What's Up?
Yeah, another great band. Takes you back to 1993. It was the second time that I went back to the US. I served in the military for 27 years.
Okay.
And I was the first Maltese to go to Fort Benning, together with a colleague of mine in Georgia, which is the School of Infantry, mm-hmm. way back in 1989. And in 1993, I went back for another six-month course, which was my company commanders and battalion staff officers course. And I remember running, keeping myself fit, listening to Four Non-Blondes, you know. It's yet another great song.
That is a great running track, actually. Yeah. Yep. Do you still run today? Because you're yes. telling us you play football and stuff.
Yeah, I still keep myself fit.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, after 27 years in the military, it's part of your life.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very important, not only for people in uniform or people who serve in any disciplined force, but it's also good to feel good, you know, keep yourself fit and, you know, enjoy life.
And it's a great excuse to listen to music like this. So Four Non-Blondes, volume up. This is What's Up.
5 years and my life is still trying to get up that creepy hill of hope for a destination.
Yeah, that one takes me back too, but the next track on your list, I don't know at all, so you're going to have to educate me slightly. This is Cheb Khalid and Aisha.
Yeah. It's a very particular song. It was written by an Algerian musician.
Okay.
It was very popular in France and was promoted in a number of Mediterranean countries. It's particular for me because I can really relate to it. I'm very much into photography, and the video of the song depicts a young lady who actually walks around the souk, you know, taking photographs, and it brings back a lot of memories because whenever I went on trips abroad, especially there was a time when I used to regularly go abroad for work to countries as distant as Mauritania, Libya. You know, one of the key things I used to do is carry my camera, hide it somewhere. When we're ready from all the work in the evening, you know, sneak out. I remember one time we were staying in this hotel in Tripoli, and obviously the situation in the country wasn't that great, and they had security all over the place. So, and the security guys were tasked to actually ensure that any foreign delegations that leave the hotel are actually monitored and the security provided for. So I said, okay, I'd like to go down to the souk and take some photographs. So the first challenge was to actually get away from the security. So, you know, every corner, before arriving at every corner, I was walking normally. When I go around the corner, I suddenly sprint, you know, try and take a side lane or a side road, you know, in order to capture the images the images of the locals in their natural sort of natural environment, you know, without too much interference. And the video of the song, which is for me is a great song, reminds me of those memories, going around different countries, different cultures, you know, doing my photography.
It must have been quite hard as well with your background, being able to get away with carrying a camera around.
Yes, but I always found a way.
I know you can't tell us anything. So let's listen to Cheb Khalid's Aisha.
Comme si je n'existais pas, elle est passée à côté de moi, sans un regard. Reine de Saba, j'ai dit Aïcha, prends tout est pour toi. Voici les perles, les bijoux, aussi au retour de ton cou, les fruits bien mûrs au goût de miel. Ma vie, Aïcha, si tu m'aimes. Aïcha, écoute-moi, oh, je n'existais pas. Elle est passée à côté de moi, sans un regard, reine de Saba. J'ai dit Aïcha, prends tout est pour toi. Oh, Aïcha, Aïcha, écoute-moi. Aïcha, Aïcha, écoute-moi.
Sounds quite nice, that. I'm going to have a proper listen. Proper listen again.
Excellent.
Amy Winehouse.
Yeah. Great. Oh, great, yeah. Singer. A very unfortunate ending. And this song brings back some memories which are not that great. As I told you, I served for a number of years in the military. And we had a very strict anti-drugs policy. And one of the biggest disappointments in my career was having to go to a location to identify one of my soldiers who had unfortunately overdosed. And the song of Amy Winehouse always reminds me of this guy. He was an excellent soldier, very physically fit. Unfortunately, he got into bad company. I did my best to keep him away from drugs and narcotics. In fact, for every stupid thing, I used to put him on charge, on discipline, just to award him extra hours in barracks so that he didn't go home or mix with his friends. In fact, there was a time when I was quite successful in keeping him away from his friends. And when he was going through the program, he suddenly, you know, met some friends of his. He went to a place in Mostar and overdosed and passed away. And unfortunately, I had to go and confirm his identity. That's one of those things which I remember today, you know. And you know, my advice to all the young kids is, you know, it's cool. Not to drugs. It's cool to keep away from drugs, you know. Don't get involved in that vicious circle.
No, and if any reminder is the fact that obviously Amy Winehouse lost her life to the same poisons.
Oh, exactly.
So, back to black. So the next track is another songstress here. We've got Adele, Rolling in the Deep.
Yeah.
Where does that track take you?
That takes me to 2011, mm-hmm. The Libyan revolution. At the time, I was the number two in the armed forces.
Okay.
I was a full colonel that was directly involved in both the non-combatant evacuation operation, which was run through Malta.
Wow.
And thousands of people from various countries were evacuated from Libya through the Maltese government's assistance. And it brings back a lot of memories, a lot of stories, war stories, which unfortunately, may, or possibly to this day, have not yet been told. But it was a very particular and challenging time. It was not easy for a country like Malta to actually be on the side of good, especially when I clearly remember the two pilots and the two Mirages landed here unexpectedly. I also remember the time when the Libyan government wanted the Mirages back, and we had to deploy troops to the airport just in case anybody had any funny ideas to take back the Mirages by force. And Adele's song is one of the great songs of the period, which brings back so many memories, which maybe one day I write in my memoir.
I think you should. But yeah, no, definitely, because it is a time that we didn't really know much, especially, you know, there's so much news goes on, but then when it's happening under your nose.
And the most important thing, I think, the direction from the Office of the Prime Minister was, we have to present a situation as if everything is normal, both because of tourism, because of, you know, not to create panic within the country. And it was very challenging to go on dealing with a major crisis whilst, you know, presenting a national situation which was relatively normal.
Well, I think you guys did a fantastic job, because seriously, I think nobody really appreciated everything that was going on. So thank you for that, and thank you for putting Adele on your playlist, Rolling in the Deep.
Bringing me out the dark. Finally, I can see you crystal clear. Go ahead and sell me out, and I'll lay your ship bare. See how I'll leave with every piece of you. Don't underestimate the things that I will do. There's a fire starting in my heart, reaching a fever pitch, and it's bringing me out the dark. Scars of your love remind me of us. They keep me
for the Swedish House Mafia. Sorry. I know I invite people onto the show because I think they've had interesting lives, but, you know, I could do a few more of these with you. So this is the Swedish House Mafia featuring John Martin. Don't you worry, child. Yep. Where does this one take you to?
Well, this was another particular phase of my life when, in 2013, after 27 years in the military, I decided to pull the plug on my military career.
Okay.
I was not in agreement with certain decisions which were in the offing and which were being made, and the direction that the army was taking, and therefore, I mean, being a military guy for so many years in the military, you can't go on strike, you can't sort of, you know. I decided, listen, I've given the army the best 27 years of my life. I commanded C Charlie Company for 10 years, did all the training and all the experiences in the world, served in Bosnia for short stints just after the Dayton Accords. I said, listen, this is the end of my career. And this song reminds me of the period of reflection when somebody makes a decision over a period of time, and when, you know, you say, this is a chapter which I am proud to have served, but which I cannot align myself with anymore. And I decided to leave the army. It wasn't an easy decision, and this song is very particular because it reminds me very much of that period.
But it's a kind of liberating,
yes,
march off that parade,
yes,
square.
Yes, in fact, and then I remember I handed in my resignation Friday, 28 June was the last day I wore my uniform. Monday morning, I went up to the office in jeans and T-shirt, after going to the gym first, you know, with a sense of relief and a sense of, you know, what's next. And this song reminds me so much of that period.
So we're gonna shed some of that with the Swedish House Mafia featuring John Martin, Don't You Worry, Child.
Sist måste vi ha nyheten att det svenska succébandet Swedish House Mafia lägger ner. Medlemmarna som arbetat tillsammans sedan 2005.
There was a time I used to look into my father's eyes. In a happy home, I was a king, I had a golden throne. Those days are gone, now the memories on the wall. I hear the songs from the places where I was born. Upon a hill across the blue lake, that's where I had my first heartbreak. I still remember how it all changed. My father said, don't you worry, child. See, heaven's got a plan for you. Don't you worry now. Yeah.
That's another great running track, actually. Yeah. So, we're already at the last track on your I know it's just not fair. So this is Hans Zimmer and Alan Walker.
Yeah.
Time.
Time.
Where does it take you to?
Well, I really like the music of Hans Zimmer, and especially the live performances are so great. I think this takes me more or less to the present day, when after serving 27 years in the military, I started a new life as a civilian. And it takes time adjusting, I must admit. In fact, I remember I had spent 6 months not working. I needed a break. You know, I spent 6 months enjoying summer, doing quasi nothing, you know. And then in January 2014, I started working. I was employed by Lombard Bank as a chief officer, and then subsequently appointed as an executive director with more to post. Many people question, say, you know, okay, you, how was your transition from military life to actually a civilian life and into commercial organizations? I think the military and military life, if you take it seriously, prepares you so much. Decision making, leadership, man management. I'm lucky to have also studied accounts and economics. So,
ooh, lucky.
Well, it serves me well, because I mean, it helped me move transit from military life to civilian, and this is one of those great tracks of Hans Zimmer. It's a remix, but I like all his music.
And so we're going to play out on that. It's been fabulously fun talking to you, David Attard. Thank you very much for joining me on this week's Musical Memories.
The pleasure was mine.
We hope you've enjoyed visiting Musical Memories with me, Monique Chambers, and this week's guest. Tune in next week for more.